At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Can we please stop the trend of opening gifts at parties? I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. You know what? If whoever's party I go to, they're sitting there, they got all the gifts behind them. There's only one that I care about that they're going to unwrap, and that's mine.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think about it like in terms of like baby showers and like wedding showers. It's like, okay, that's cute. But it's also awkward when you open up lingerie and grandma sitting there. You know what I mean? Like maybe some of this stuff we open afterwards. Even little kids' parties, it's cute to see that excitement on their face when they get a gift or when it's a gift that you got. But sometimes it's like, whew, okay, wrap it up, little Johnny.
It takes forever.
Yeah.
And everybody's, you know, focused on the gift getter, and you don't, you know, no one's having conversations, and it just takes forever. And a lot of parties are outside, mm-hmm. and you're hot, and I could just totally do away with not opening gifts during a party and just waiting until everyone's left, and then you just open them at night.
Oh, and how about this? Have you done this one yet with at least Reese, where they go to open up a gift and it's closed and they throw it? And you're like,
oh, all the time.
We got to act like we like everything.
Especially
Thank
with her
you.
Now. If she gets a card, the first thing she does is, you know, takes it out of the envelope, opens it.
Shakes it.
No money. Yeah. And then throws it on the ground.
I don't know. I'm just not a fan of this. I think, like, if you're going to a party, there's better things we can be doing with the party time than watching everybody unwrap gifts. Since you agree, which is kind of wild to me.
Normally, we don't do this.
Maybe we're missing something. When it comes to going to a party and unwrapping gifts, should that be done during the party or after? You can weigh in now. Call or text us at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. I just RSVP'd to two baby showers that are coming up. And I know, because baby showers are notorious for this, there's going to be a part of the shower when it's like, okay, everybody, gather around. We're going to open gifts now. And that is my cue to hit the bar, get a drink, because I know I'm going to be sitting there for 45 minutes.
I was going to say, on your RSVP, did you put a little asterisk saying, I will be there, but you cannot open gifts during the party?
I will either, like I said, I'll fill up my cup before, because I know you're in it for the long haul, or it's like, hey, before you sit down, thanks for inviting me. Good to see you. Gotta go. And I'll jet out. Because, I don't know, I feel like opening gifts during a party, it's, we don't need it anymore.
And we're not trying to make it sound insensitive.
Right.
Like we do, you know,
appreciate the gifts.
Yeah. But again, it's a timing thing. I feel like everybody's just so busy. Like, hey, look, we're here. Like, let's chit chat. Let's mingle. And once you get to the gift portion, it slows everything down. And for everyone else, it's just kind of a little bit of a bore, a little bit of a waste.
And for me, I think it's more of like I respect your time. You took time out of your day to come to my party. You probably don't want to sit here and see every single gift that, you know, Aunt Sharon sent to me.
Agreed.
So, all right. Well, let's see. Darlene in Ontario, do you want to see people unwrap their gifts when you go to a party?
I think earlier I used to. Now I just don't really mind. It's fine to just take the gift home and open it there. But always, you know, say your thank yous.
I would agree. I feel like at a party, though, it kind of takes away from it if they're like sitting there and you have to go through half hour to 45 minutes of them unwrapping gifts.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you care to see what other people got them, or do you only care about your gift?
Like I said, like in the beginning, I was interested in what everybody got because I to get ideas for maybe in the future. But now I just don't really care.
See, like a baby shower, I could see like going to a baby shower if you were pregnant and seeing what everybody else got, like, oh, do I need one of those? But like going to a baby shower now, I'm like, oh, no, I don't need a diaper genie.
You know what I think of with baby showers? You know how there's always the registry of here's everything I want? It's almost like you've seen so much of the previews of a movie that you know what's coming. You could look at that list and see who bought what. You're like, okay, she's getting all this stuff. Why do we need to sit here and watch her unwrap it?
Size of that bag, that is a baby Breeza. 100%. I saw it on the registry. So far, everybody in the text messages are agreeing with us. Gifts should be opened after. As a party tradition, can we just go ahead and do away with opening gifts during the party?
You and I seem to see eye to eye on saving the gifts for after everybody goes home.
Yeah, because sometimes it's a long process to open up all the gifts.
And a lot of people have been chiming in, and they seem to be agreeing with us, but I'm seeing a lot of comments saying, well, it depends on the type of party. So okay. in what instance, what party are you hoping that they're opening gifts? Is it baby showers? Is it kids' birthdays?
I mean, I know, like, my boys, like, Carter had his birthday back in April, and he was like, Mom, can I open my gifts? Can I open my gifts? And even his friends were excited to see it. So maybe it's that excitement for them. But as me, I'm like, okay, but I also don't want you to open up a gift and it's like a shirt. And you're like, cool, and throw it to the side and want to open up. Like, I don't want to hurt people's feelings. And that's what the 909 says. I don't like when they do gifts during the party because it can unintentionally sometimes make people feel uncomfortable if their gift isn't on the same level or caliber as someone else.
There's that, or what happens if they open a gift and you're like, oh my gosh, we got the same thing. Ours is coming up. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, dual gifts. Or even Reese, if she opens one up and she gets like so happy and she runs off to go play with whatever the gift is. It's like, baby, wait, you got to come back. You got like 20 more gifts here.
You have more to do. Dana weighed in on her Instagram and said, as a gift giver, I love seeing it because I like to see what everybody came up with. And sometimes that is cool. You can see, you're like, wow, you were really creative. I went to the registry and was like, I'll take 1, 2, 3. There you go. Throw it in a bag and we're good.
Again, you bring up the registry. You already know what's all in all of those wrapped up gifts. If you just go online and see what people have bought.
Yeah, if you really want to know, we don't have to do it during the party. Just read the registry. Tammy and Wildemar, do you want to see people unwrap their gifts at parties?
If it's a little kid, yeah, because it's adorable to see their reactions. But if it's anyone else, no, I don't.
Okay, so it depends on what type of party.
Depends on what type of party. If it's an adult, I would rather just spend time socializing.
But what happens when the kid takes, like, an hour and a half to unwrap all the gifts because they're so slow?
Then I hope they're serving alcohol too.